33 Days to Eucharistic Glory. Day 20. Love rearranges our priorities. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Have you ever noticed that when people fall in love, their priorities change? If a close friend falls in love, you will probably discover she has less time to spend with you because her priority is to spend time with her love interest. It isn't personal. It is natural and normal. Why? Love rearranges our priorities, and our priorities reveal who and what we love. When I go to Mass, something I have noticed over and again is that when I listen deeply to the gospel and reflect on how to apply it to my life, it always changes me to rearrange my priorities. The gospel is an invitation to love, and if we accept that invitation, our priorities will inevitably change. This consecration is also an invitation to love the Eucharist more deeply, more completely than ever before, and the result of this journey will be shifting priorities. Many people lose friends as they grow spiritually. I don't say that to upset you, but rather to make you aware of a situation you may encounter so you can make sense of it when it arrives. Our priorities change as we grow spiritually, and so we become less interested in doing things that don't help us to keep growing. This may include things we loved doing in the past. And if it was something we enjoyed doing with friends, it might be hard for them to understand why our interests have changed. This is an opportunity to share with them the beautiful new path you have discovered. Some people will be hungry to learn more about what you have experienced, and others will be resistant. Some people may even reject you because your mere presence challenges them to change and grow. You will experience the same pull of the Holy Spirit in the other direction. When I am around a holy person, someone who is humble and really striving to grow spiritually, I feel that pull. That person's presence challenges me to refine my priorities even more. Sometimes I'm hungry for that, and sometimes I'm resistant. But the Holy Spirit is stirring within me, trying to get my attention, to lead and guide me to new heights. How are your priorities shifting as you journey through this 33-day consecration? What's more important to you than it was 20 days ago? What's less important? The Eucharistic presence of God rearranges our priorities. As a disciple of Jesus, one aspect of the Eucharistic glory we are invited to experience is sitting at his feet and allowing him to guide and direct our lives. Stop by church today for a few minutes if you can. Sit with God and allow him to rearrange your priorities. You will never be happier than when you let God set the priorities and agenda for your life. Trust, surrender, believe, receive. Lesson: Love rearranges our priorities. Our priorities reveal who and what we love. Virtue of the day: love. The virtue of love allows us to care for another even more than we care for our own self. It is an overflow of the goodness that God places in your heart. Love gives us the grace to make large and small sacrifices without harboring any ill will or resentment toward the object of our love. With every act of love, with every sacrifice for love's sake, our capacity to love grows. An act of spiritual communion. Jesus, I believe that you are truly present in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Every day I long for more of you. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot receive you sacramentally at this moment, I invite you to come and dwell in my heart. May this spiritual communion increase my desire for the Eucharist. You are the healer of my soul. Take the blindness from my eyes, the deafness from my ears, the darkness from my mind, and the hardness from my heart. Fill me with the grace, wisdom, and courage to do your will in all things. My Lord and my God, draw me close to you, nearer than ever before. Amen.